This is the Don and Mike Show.
Filthy sidewalks, dirty sidewalks, dressed in your holiday style. Yeah, in the air there's your feeling of what you call
Regis,
your Christmas.
What are you doing?
Singing Silver Bells.
Reach, you're ruining Silver Bells. It's a beautiful song.
This is the way it should be sung in the city.
Oh, Reach, this is the way it should be sung. Do I have to do everything? City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling. Christmas, children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, let me see a smile, Reach. And on every street corner, you'll hear, sing with me,
silver bells.
Lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green.
That's nice.
As the shoppers rush home with their treasures and the death of us their lives. Hear the dirty snow crunch, see your snotty kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you'll hear people screaming for their lives.
Ricky, stop it!
Silver bells.
Ha-ha.
Silver bells.
Ha-ha.
It's Christmas time in the city.
What?
Watch your mouth.
Man, I just bought it!
The Don and Mike Show.
The home of hilarity. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. And welcome to the best of Don and Mike. 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger. I threw out my back this morning. I feel great.
Looking back on when I was a little nappy-headed.
So, best of Don and Mike, leading up to Don and Mike, live at 3 o'clock. And you do want to listen live. By the way, if you hear me do something like this, it's because I'm having a back spasm. Anyway, you do want to listen live at 3 because, ooh, we've been waiting for these to come along. Simpsons prize packs with the Simpsons electronic dart board, a clock, and more. Or you could win a trip for two anywhere Independence Air flies. Or, in fact, the complete first season of HBO's The Wire. So listen to Don and Mike live at 3 today. And listen to Best of Don and Mike. Now, let's get into the Best of Don and Mike. This has to be Best of Don and Mike. Because my notes tell me that this is a bad Sacramento call. Is there any such thing? I ask you. And join me in listening to the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, WJFK. Hello.
Hey, Don. I haven't heard the weather and traffic and weather together in the last 10 minutes. What's going on?
Hey, I'm sorry, Mike. No, your microphone is on. Mike, I swear to Christ, your microphone is turned on.
Hello?
Everything is in the correct position.
Come unplug.
For Mike to be heard. Right, Robbie? Got it? Mike's. Hold on, Mike's talking and we're not hearing anything.
That's not right.
I got all the...
there it is.
How about now?
It's a loose connection.
So anyway, what? Were you being funny or busting balls? What were you doing?
A little bit of both, I think.
Oh, really? A little bit of both, eh?
So you're trying to, I don't get it. You're trying to bust balls.
Incidentally, that's the sound of ball busting right there.
I don't follow the ball busting, though, because you called and you said you're not hearing the weather and traffic together every 10 minutes.
Well, I'm hearing the weather and the time and all that, but I'm not hearing the traffic. Aren't those supposed to go together?
Yeah, and I understand what he's saying. He's just being a, you know, he's not really busting balls.
Goofing around.
He's just being silly.
No, I don't think he's being silly.
I do.
I'm driving in Stockton, which is near Sacramento, and my weather is kind of cloudy.
Oh, you're calling from Sacramento.
Okay, are you willing to jump on my bandwagon?
Yeah, you.
Oh! Ow! Mike really jumped on the bandwagon with the F-bomb. And listen, you're going to get your wish. We've tried to avoid this topic for a lot of today's show. Mm-hmm. But come Thursday, I just want all of our stations to know that we will be running Washington, D.C., Baltimore area traffic
on the
network feed.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's what you're looking for? You're going to get your wish.
You get it. You'll love it.
All right.
On Thursday. You're going to get
it. You'll enjoy it. Anything else?
Well, no, the weather doesn't help me here in California. And
exactly.
That's kind of, now hold on.
Thanks for stating the obvious, moron.
That's kind of why we're doing it. And as maybe you heard our agent say yesterday, the best thing you can do is to call your local station if you're concerned about this.
No, Grant Napier?
No.
Let me just say that really, and I mean this, I'm not going to sermonize today like I did yesterday, but a lot of the reason that I'm willing to just throw the syndication away, beyond the way that we're being screwed by the company, mm-hmm. is really, there's a certain level that where you say, okay, the calls from Sacramento are funny. But there are just so many dumb like you that unfortunately live in Sacramento.
Well, I don't live in Sacramento. I listen out of the station. Plus, I listen to the Bay Area station when I work at the
Bay Area. You're close enough, though.
Yeah, but you're in that general area where we field an awful lot of difficult calls.
Right, 40 miles away, sure.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Did you hear what I just said?
I heard. Maybe a more acceptable situation.
And my question would be why? Why so many difficult calls from your area?
Probably because you're rated one here and a lot of people listen.
No, you say it again because I didn't understand you.
We're rated one here as well in Washington and rated one, as you so elegantly put it, in Baltimore. And we get our share of troublemakers, but we really just don't get as many out-and-out dumbasses as we do from your neck of the woods.
Any theories on that?
Well, I think you have. You just point out Sacramento more than
either. No, I disagree. No. I mean, really... All jokes aside, we've really been aware of this for many years. You know, Rob, what's that, Rob?
Hold on.
The answer.
Hi, Rob.
Rob knows the answer.
It's not really this guy's fault. It's generations before him that have made him think it's okay to live in such a miserable location and be okay with it. You know, it's within your power to leave.
Well, you know, actually, it's funny. I moved into this area.
No,
from
it's
the
not
Bay Area.
Funny. It's sad.
And
because
I'm tell you
can
right
leave
now,
any time, but you don't.
This guy has ALLD. No, he has
ALLD.
No, he has ALD.
What's that?
Allen Leinwand disease. He does not know
ALS.
That now would be Allen Leinwand syndrome.
Uh-huh. Right.
The best move for him to possibly make would be just to hang up right now.
But he can't, and that's what's in his blood. Because he doesn't know how to make things better, he knows how to prolong the misery.
So you called to say, hey, Don.
I love it when Rob analyzes.
How come we're not getting the weather and traffic together? And I said to you, come Thursday, it's going to happen. And you went, good.
And then we said, call the station. And when we met, and I think you knew this, is call the management at the station and let them know what's going on. Because that certainly would be a help to us if we had our listeners support us in this little action that we're taking here. But no, you had to mention the that nobody cares about that has really been an enemy of ours since we've been on in Sacramento.
Well, exactly. Plus, they preempt you for Monarch, which is a women's basketball. I don't agree with that either.
See what he's doing? Now he's trying to move to Plan B. He's trying to make you guys upset. So instead of, again, making things better, making everyone miserable.
This angry
that's
negativity.
That's like turning the world into Sacramento.
Is it my fault you guys get preempted? No.
Yes, it is your fault.
My.
It's your fault.
Okay, and I ask you why.
Because you are prolonging the misery. And again, maybe I misspoke. It's really not your fault. Mm. It's the fault of your entire lineage.
This show has many layers.
Use a smaller word, Rob.
It's the fault of your parents.
I do not agree. This show has many layers, and some of the layers are silly, just fun stuff. Some of the layers are negativity and anger.
Some.
Sacramento latches on to the negativity on this show like no other market.
I mean, listen, really, Douche, today we've done, I think, a pretty good job of balancing out what we did yesterday. We've pretty much, aside from me talking about being able to say Alan's a jerk face, we've done a show where we've not discussed that issue at all.
But he's not happy with that. What this guy has to do is take what scrap of negativity is there and clamp down on it and shake his head in a figure eight, because that's what he lives for.
Let me ask him.
Rob's
getting it worked up here.
I'm out of control on this.
What is your favorite part of the show, sir?
Fighting, right?
Pardon me?
You like it when they fight, I bet.
When who fights?
When Don and Mike fight with somebody, right?
Not fight. I like the banter back and forth, sure.
Okay, I want to tell you something. I like banter back and forth, too. But I like the banter with someone who's got an IQ, let's say at least a few points over their waist size. You know, I mean, once you get up into the, I'm guessing you're maybe an average man of 38 or 40 waist, maybe a little smaller. Once you get into a guy with an IQ of at least 50, you can have some fun. You can play Pong with him. You can bounce it back and forth.
See, the problem is, you're giving us nothing here. You know what I mean? Nothing to work with.
Just negative.
Well, it's tough to over-talk three people at once. If one person talks at a time, they might have a chance.
No, I'm talking about when we let you talk, you're not giving us anything. You make a silly comment.
Bitter.
That's just meaningless. It's not funny. It's
okay,
not
now,
really...
Okay, then give me 5 seconds. You have this promo where some guy calls you guys turkeys, and they're going to call the radio station. Well, you turkeys seem to succumb to having to do traffic and weather together, minus the traffic, every 6 or 7 minutes. So obviously,
he's referencing,
something changed.
What's he talking about?
He's referencing that Lean Jean drop-in that we had, Ryan.
Oh,
I don't get it. Listen, pal, all of our problems with the network notwithstanding, I pray for you a quick and painless death. Because you are a hemorrhoid on the ass of all of those right-thinking Americans who you come into contact every day with in Northern California. I say a silent prayer for your soul for the 5, 6, 7, 10, 50, 100 times today when you've crossed the path of someone who in a subconscious moment thought seriously about busting your head wide open with a rock, but then knew that they would be thrown in jail for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Whether it be someone you cut off in traffic, an idiot move you made at home, God forbid you have any children, the thoughts that they might have about you.
People who were either afraid of incarceration or simply following those rules of civility, which I believe even in markets like Sacramento do exist, they withheld their animal lust to murder you.
Well, you talk about bringing up old material. Give me something new. I've heard this before, too, and I've been listening for a while.
And like a lot of these callers, you sound like you're talking through a sock in your mouth.
And you know what? Even this, even that beautiful, two beautiful, eloquent monologues directed at his undoing is what he loves. Because it's negativity.
Right.
You could. He's just as happy now as if we sent him a cheesecake.
I like strawberry cheesecake.
Listen, yeah, of course you do.
Listen, it takes.
You rat bastard.
It takes a unique radio person to say this to somebody, but I want to say this to you. I hate you. I really. There's shtick and then there's not shtick. I hate you and I hate all of your kind.
Right.
I really do. And I pray. That we someday either one of two things happens. Either we're gone from the radio in Sacramento, so you will have to torture the local hosts, or the better situation would be one of those 50 to 100 people that you've come into contact with today snaps, cracks your head open with a rock.
And let me just say that we have really enjoyed this batting practice session where you've been on the mound throwing every pitch into the press box.
And for those of you out there in your cars who are listening to this thinking, oh, hey, this is what I dig about the show. Can I tell you something? And I mean, and now this on my kid's life. This is the part of the show that I'm getting bored with.
Amen, brother.
This is exactly the part of the show that I'm getting bored out of my freaking mind with. Talking to idiots. I don't mind if they're funny idiots.
Or even insane idiots. The guys that are really... You know what? I implore our listening audience. There are some of you that have been released from some of the finer institutions in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had a real, decent, legitimate, spontaneous nut call this show in a good time. And I implore you, if you're out there and you're hearing voices, give us a call. It would be really nice to hear.
And I want to tell you
a real nut. Remember Nutsy Fagan lady?
But let me tell you something.
God, I enjoyed that.
And I'm just talking to you, not to the entire city of Sacramento or to all of the other cities that we broadcast to. But I want to tell you something. Last Tuesday, we had, in my humble estimation, the most relaxed radio show that we've had in maybe 10 years. And the reason was we weren't worrying about anybody except the people in our own backyard. So, now that I've said that, what do you have to say?
I'm just listening, just like I would if I wasn't on the phone. I just called up to bust your balls or to goof around.
And what does that tell you?
It tells you like about a dozen to half a dozen calls every day that helps your show. You can go on this.
You think you helped us? You don't get it.
I think it's amusing to a lot of people out there and to myself.
Okay, but try this on for size. Please listen to me. I'm going to be 45 in 2 weeks. It's not amusing to me anymore. It's not amusing to me to have to talk to an idiot for 15 minutes, to be put in the position to just bust balls and come up with creative ways to say that, oh, I wish someone would kill you, which, of course, I don't mean.
Then put a screener on all the time and don't let that call through.
Wait a minute. We're talking to you. We're sending a message to you and people like you.
I'm telling you, and it's not only me. I speak for Mike as well, and I know Mike agrees. And Buzz is nodding his head very vigorously there. So don't think that I'm the only one that's leading this parade. I mean, we are really getting sick of doing this type of radio.
We get calls that are positive. We get calls that are funny. And then we get calls like this, and they get old.
And I don't mind having a good old-fashioned argument call. If someone's calling, they have a point of view.
Yeah, we're arguing a real legitimate point.
Okay, let me ask you this point then. Can I ask you this point? So when you guys came back from vacation, all of a sudden you have either less radio stations, you're not in Philly, and now all of a sudden you're announcing the time and the weather. Did they management tell you this is what you have to do now 6 times an hour or 6 times a...
No. Where have you been? Have you been listening?
No, management.
You guys haven't been doing as much of this as you're doing it right now. Don, you can't tell me that. I've never heard you say the weather's...
Wait. Formulate a
you've
point.
You've missed some shows.
God almighty. I don't even understand what you're...
It's 552 WJFK, Live 105, 95.9.
Management didn't tell us to do this. Quite the opposite.
That's my question.
If anything, they don't want us to do it.
They don't want us to do this. They want us to go on like everything's hunky-dory.
And if you'd been listening regularly, you would have known that.
Well, unfortunately, I don't sit in my car or my house
then don't
for
stop,
4 hours
then,
during the day.
Then don't stop the show with your lack of knowledge.
Really, listen, it's gotten to the point. It's beneath us now. I mean, 20 years ago, I would have gone with this and said, this is a great segment. And a lot of you probably are listening and think it's a great segment. I think it sucks. I think it sucks because
it's tedious.
You really had no point for calling. Now, and I'm as guilty as Alan for keeping you on.
You know what's
great? I just asked that last question. That was my point. Did something happen while you guys were gone on vacation?
You know, somebody calling us at random and just saying they have... would be far
be
more
great.
Entertaining than this.
Now, Buzz, what were you going to ask this guy? I know you've been just chomping at the bit to say something to him.
Well, then I'll repeat what I just said a moment ago. The thing I want to know from this guy is, where have you been? If you'd been listening, you wouldn't have these questions. The rest of the people listening know what's going on and why. You don't seem to.
I mean, as yesterday, we explained the whole thing.
You can call and bust balls, but you have no right to if you don't know what the F you're talking about.
Again, like I said yesterday, I wasn't around for you guys. That's okay. Like I said, yesterday I wasn't around.
Okay, so excuse me, because you didn't listen yesterday, although I know we've discussed it.
Yeah, it wasn't just yesterday.
People think we've discussed it ad nauseum.
And again, since you guys have been back again, I haven't heard anybody say anything about why you are announcing.
Well, they have.
We did yesterday for a full hour. I'm not going to repeat it because you couldn't get it.
Broadcast.
God! F off!
Is he gone?
I just hung up on him.
Good.
Yeah. Really? F off. I'm not into that type of radio anymore. I'm really just not into it. If those of you out there listening love hearing us argue with idiots, I got news for you. The next 5 years is going to be different. And I've just proved it. I hung up on him.
Yeah. Bravo.
And we're on time with our segment here.
All right. Well, you know what? I think it's fine time to let everybody know, to send out a bulletin. If that's your game plan, knock it off. Don't bother, because it's not going to see the light of day.
And if you don't know what you're talking about,
it's overdue.
You know, stay out of it.
But you know what? We still have a lot of people that call us that I love talking to.
And we get a rap. You know,
with an argument. I mean, you're right. Even with a legitimate argument, but not that. Inside, try to figure out what's behind the scenes crap.
When we've laid it out for you to the extent that we have people calling us saying, stop talking about it.
Especially on the heels of yesterday.
The only guy who hasn't heard.
When we laid it out there for an hour, and this is the last day that you want to go rehash it with somebody that doesn't even know how to form a point. It drives me nuts.
I didn't mean to piss everybody listening off in the other cities. I really didn't. No. But I'm telling you, on Tuesday, and maybe the problem is us, that we're nuts about this thing. There's all this stuff behind the scenes that you don't get that you're tired of hearing about. But on Tuesday, when we were not on the network, I'm telling you, we had a loose goddamn show.
It's true.
We didn't have to worry about stop sets. We didn't have to worry about screening out calls. We didn't have to worry about all the junk. We get a lot of calls from regular people. It's all just regular people. No more of that arguing unless it's really called for.
Yeah, and it will be.
Oh, yeah.
It's the nature of us. Sure. I mean, we can't change the way we are. But also, we get some great calls on this show. We get funny calls. We get people that have interesting things to say.
Yep.
And you know what? There are plenty of those. And I'm not going to say necessarily that they outnumber the idiots, but you know what? I think it's a push.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why we can't take the half that gets it.
So what?
And has fun. Because really, I've laughed my ass off for as many years as this show has been on the air. I've laughed my ass off at some of our callers.
We get smart, funny calls.
You know, and I've also heard callers that have interesting things to say as well. And there's a lot going on and a lot to talk about. But these guys, and you know, you're absolutely right. In that particular market, since we've been on, they obsess over the inside workings of radio. And you know, you're absolutely right.
It stops
being interesting after a while.
The people get into the inside part of radio because we've let them show it.
We sure do.
It's a real fine friggin'
line. Probably more than any show in the country.
I'll tell you that. It's a fine friggin' line between doing what we did yesterday with Alan for an hour and then coming back and seeing, you know, response where people say, hey, that was too inside. Mm-hmm. And don't think that people don't say that to us. They do.
You know what? As long as we've been doing this, this show is an ongoing process. As long as we're here and slugging in here and doing it, it's always going to be changing. It's going to be evolving. It's going to be growing. And it grows in different ways. And I think people in that particular market should be aware of the fact that this is another growing pain we're going through right now with all the crap we're dealing with. But I think you're absolutely right. Even if things were to work out on a network basis, the fact is I think that we really have to lay it out there that this inside junior producer, wannabe radio guy type crap is boring.
And it's okay if you call and you realize that you have to up, you just say, hey, my mom's a whore.
Yeah.
And you hang up and we move on.
Yeah.
But you don't just stay on the phone and wait for more because I mean,
they're regular funny callers that I can go over the years.
Hold on, Mike.
Know?
Right here. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike. What do you want to say? Just say it.
Bingo!
Hello, and Don and Mike. Hi, what do you want to say?
Well, I certainly do.
thing.
Bingo.
It's an epidemic.
God love them.
They're there, and I got news for you. The area codes on those calls, 703 and 301. I don't see anything on the... Let me tell you what I see right now. 703. I'm going to tell you what's on the call screen.
And I'm laughing.
301. Maryland. Last caller was a moron. 443, Baltimore. Eric knows the Professor Eddie of Clemson. 703, Brendan, Virginia. I get the show. 301, Bill, Maryland. Let me talk to that a-hole. Stacy, Virginia, 703, wants to say hi. 410, Baltimore. Reason I sponsor the show. A sponsor?
Uh-oh. We have a client?
You're kidding me.
You're a client? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Really? What's your business?
At Express Personnel Services. I'm a sponsor of Live 105. I advertise on the show. I follow the... Your guys being... All the inside stuff you've given over the years helped me make a better consumer of radio advertising, and I thank you for that.
Wow. That's somebody who likes the inside stuff.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. Now...
Makes me a better consumer.
I like screen that. Out, and let me just take one from
We just turned into David Horowitz.
Let me just real quickly here.
I'm not dating myself there, am I?
Because we're going to run late on time here. I'm just waiting for a 916.
Yeah, okay. He just turned us into red buttons.
Hello, Don and Mike. JFK, hello.
And I'm sorry.
I'll give that guy credit. Yeah. That was a call from 916 right. From Sacramento.
Very good. I'm sure there are plenty of people in Sacramento who get it. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I know Mother is a Whore has been your favorite out, but really, I would implore callers that get in too deep and you don't have an out, just simply say, I've got to go, I have... It's funnier.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Why do people hate me? I'm so misunderstood.
Why?
Why waste your time hating me?
Bill O'Reilly. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
The UPS store where you can find great low shipping rates direct from UPS.
Country music's biggest night is coming to CBS.
Woo! Oh, my goodness.
The Country Music Association Awards.
I can feel this.
Oh, here we go. Hi, everybody.
Join superstars Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Rascal Flatts, Megan Rich, Keith Urban, Toby Keith, Kenny Chesney.
Thanks so much, y'all.
Gretchen Wilson. And the one and only Shania Twain.